Track 5. ITV's arts editor tells how Los Angeles fires showed her we can't take nature for granted.
A few weeks ago, I was in Los Angeles filming the impact of the terrible wildfires for ITV News. Many of you will have seen the horrific images on TV screens here and been shocked at the devastation. At least 29 people were killed, more than 16,000 structures were destroyed or damaged, many more thousands of acres were burned, changing this once beautiful landscape, maybe forever. Whenever I visit LA to cover the Oscars, I marvel at how manicured many of the properties in certain areas are. Not a blade of grass out of place, exotic cactus plants everywhere, colourful flowers I can't even name, but which flourish in the Californian climate. The people who have garden space, however small, are fiercely proud of what they have, just as we who have gardens here love the spaces and try to care for them. I have learned to love gardening, having been married to a garden designer. He tried to hook me, but he knew so much about plants and flowers, I mostly left him to it. Since I lost him, I felt forced to go out and maintain our lovely garden, but I did get hooked in the end. It's hard not to feel proud when you've spent time in the garden, or when my friend Caroline would come over to do the lawn, which she loved. Her enthusiasm was infectious. So when I was in LA and travelled out to Altadena, one of the areas most affected by the fires, it was heartbreaking. Firstly, to know that people had lost their lives, and though nothing can compare to that tragedy, to see how many homes were reduced to rubble and ash in the once picturesque neighbourhoods was hard. You could catch glimpses of the pride the residents would have had in their homes and gardens, the remnants of a brick garden feature, a discarded watering can, blackened and shattered plant pots. It was a truly shocking experience. There was no one around save an emergency worker. It was eerily silent, like a ghostly abandoned city. It is one of the privileges of my job as a journalist that I bear witness in person to events, sometimes terrible, sometimes joyful, so that I can tell the story. How strange it was to see streets of destruction and fire damage, and then in the middle of a row of houses, one remaining bungalow, still standing, smoke damaged, but structurally still there. Of course, the resident weren't there. Who would want to stay when your friends and neighbourhoods are either dead or forced to flee? But it struck me afterwards that as this is the time of year when the cherry blossom trees in our garden in Norwich bloom, and we sit and marvel at the beauty and give thanks for nature in all its glory, that right now experience the glorious changes in nature when seasons move on is an experience that's lost to the proud house owners of some parts of LA. Altadena is set in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains. You can understand straight away why so many film and TV shows are made there. The views are breathtaking, the colourful plantation of the mountains visible from the streets of Altadena below. But when we went, there was no greenery to be seen. It was all brown and bare. The communities may have been through so much, but the hope is strong that they can rebuild their lives there. I'm sure they can do it, but nature takes its time. Will trees grown in this place, which right now resembles the scene of a disaster movie in Hollywood, ever happen again? Many I spoke to pointed towards climate change and the need to address it urgently to stop wildfires being able to devour thousands of acres so quickly because it's bone dry under scorching temperatures and no rain. I guess the thing about gardens and greenery and forests and trees is we can take them for granted, but we'd miss them if they were gone. So I look out at my garden and the trees in our street with renewed admiration and awe. Long may that continue.